10 days to go before Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
All the different food you have, like the prawns, and also the pavlova is a big one for Australians for Christmas Day.
Oh, the pav.
Yeah.
The New Zealanders say the turtle. No, it's not.
No, sorry. Please, you don't. But it's not.
No, it's not.
But it is tasty. And I don't know if you've noticed the last, 20-odd years, hardly anyone's making their own pavlova anymore. Like, these days you can actually just get the base and you just put your own toppings on the top of it now from the stores. Have you noticed that?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I've never really made a pavlova, to be honest.
Well,
but, you know, I think it's the egg white thing. Like,
yeah.
Trying to whisk that thing to try it. No, thanks. The peaks. No.
I'm
so lazy.
The closest I ever came to was getting one of those pavlova egg things back in the 90s, the early 90s. And that's not exactly making it yourself, is it?
Well, what do you have to do with that, though?
It's like an instant mix thing. And you put in, I think it was egg whites or eggs themselves, and it just whip it up that way. So, yeah, it's very close to doing it yourself, but it's not. But these days, no, it's just like the sponge cakes. You just buy the base. I noticed this in Coles yesterday at Caneland Central.
Why are you worried about that? Like, I've never seen you create a pavlova.
Well, I've never have. But
here's a challenge.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Neither
what about
would I.
you?
I wouldn't even know where to start either.
I remember my grandmother's pavlova. She used to make it from scratch, and it was absolutely delicious. But you think we could do it now? No.
How do you do it? 1-3-3-5-3. Who even knows how to create a pavlova?
Yeah.
From scratch. So take out, you know, the store-bought ones.
Yeah.
And take out the pavlova egg thing that you used to buy.
Yes.
Be honest with us. 1-3-3-5-3, call us. Do you know how to make a pavlova from scratch? Or does anyone even do that anymore?
I thought it was just so convenient just to buy the base.
Well, that's why they've done that, obviously, because people would be like, oh, you know. We are appealing to people like Jay and Dave who are lazy and don't know how to do this. So we are their business. That's what we're doing.
Okay, 1-3-3-5-3. Does anybody still make the pav from scratch? How do you do it?
Sounds like a cooking segment on this show.
Well, why not?
We should try and... do you want to make one?
We'll give it a crack. Why not?
No, you. As in not
oh,
we.
Okay.
Not-
oh, okay. I'll give it a go.
You're the chef here. I am not.
Well, because I'm fat.
You took it. I didn't say a word about that.
Well, you can't trust a skinny cook, can you? That's the old saying.
Try telling that to Gordon Ramsay. All right, 1-3-3-5-3. Who makes pavlovas from scratch? Do you know how that happens? How that works?
It's almost Christmas. We only got 10 days to go. One of the favourites for Christmas Day is the good old Aussie pav. We used to be able to make them ourselves. Our grandmothers and grandfathers used to be able to do it. These days, we just get the store-bought ones.
But you just say used to. I don't think anyone's forgotten or they... It's not like we can't. There's no reason why we can't. I just think a lot of people are going with convenience now by going, oh, I just can buy a store-bought one.
Yeah, that's true.
Whack some toppings on top.
Yeah.
And then you get family over and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. Yeah, I slaved all day in the kitchen to make this pavlova today.
Hey, Janelle and Kamala, do you do that? Do you just claim it your own, even though you bought a store-bought one?
Well, most Christmases I do make the actual pav from scratch, but we actually had a Christmas family gathering yesterday and I was a bit time poor, you know, racing around to do things. Mm. So I did buy one from Coles and whipped up some cream and threw some raspberries, strawberries.
But do you know how to make them from scratch if you had to?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, right. So they're not... Is it difficult to do or is it like...
No.
Are we scared?
No, okay. They're bloody easy.
Oh, you say that. You're talking about us here.
You're either a chef or you're not. That's how well I believe. I firmly believe.
I'll come make one with you one day.
Well, you're not going to say no to that.
Cold ones are delicious.
All right, we'll try that one too. I've actually bought the base before just to eat by itself.
Oh, really?
With no toppings. It's so nice and chewy. I like
Rachel in Ruralview, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Do you even know how to make a pav from scratch?
I always make my pav from scratch.
Okay, so how do you make it? Yeah. What do you use?
It's egg whites and sugar.
That's it.
And some people put like a little bit of salt in it.
Hang on, why would you put salt in it?
Because it makes the egg whites glossier.
See, that's far too much for me. I'm just like, I'm fun out. Yeah. But how do you make it in a full circle shape, though? Because every time, the time that I did make it,
yeah.
it looked like it was a kid's artwork from preschool. Like, it was terrible.
So when you actually whip it all up, you've got to get it the right consistency. So, it's got to be quite what they call stiff peaks. And then it's easy to shape. Like, you put it onto your baking paper and you can just shape it with a spatula.
Stiff peaks. Right. I used to watch that TV show. Back. Oh, that's Twin Peaks. Do you remember that show? It was a great show. Watch it for 3, 5, 3
a number. Sounds like a bit of elbow grease involved in making a pav. Vicky in Andergrove, do you use the mixer or do you just get the drill out and just put an attachment in there?
No, I use a mixer for mine.
Okay. All right. And how long does it take to get the stiff peaks?
Probably takes about 20 to 30 minutes.
Jesus!
That's a long time. Like, I could go to a supermarket, buy that, and the amount of time it would take to make those stiff peaks.
Nowhere near as nice, but, mate.
Well, after 20 or 30 minutes of putting in a bit of whipping, no thanks.
You walk away with one massive arm like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the other one's just limp. All right, thank you for the recipe. We're getting recipes sent to us on our Facebook page now, too.
Okay, done.
So we just received a message from Jackie, I believe, saying, here's a recipe for you boys. Check it out. Sorry, Jamie did.
Good on you, Jamie.
Jamie, we'll try that recipe. But look, if you want to make it for us and drop it off, that's also fine, but we'll try that recipe.
Look, we'll try it. 20, 30 minutes of just whipping away.
Whip it. Whip it good.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll just stick to eating it, I think.
Yeah.